Office, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And we now turn to Tim Schaefer, Dr. Tim Schaefer, Kansas State University, and a core assistant director, Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. I always enjoy having him in and appreciate his flexibility a little bit today. Phone calls were coming in, 537-1350. Switching the subject just a little bit, although, of course, when we talk about civic discourse, some of the things that we were talking about earlier with Robin kind of pertain to that. KSU Night, you had mentioned that there is an event this week, in fact, that's kind of related to some of the recent incidents we've had. And things continue to be discussed at Kansas State University when it comes to this.
Yeah, it's interesting. We the program that's going to happen this Wednesday evening, actually, was not not directly involved with or connected to K-State Unite. It was something that had been planned previously. And then when we all kind of got word on campus that K-State Unite was happening, we just saw that as a great opportunity to continue some of the conversation that was emerging, obviously, both on campus and off. And so this Wednesday, students from a couple different classes at the university are going to organize a conversation that's going to be held in the Staley School for Leadership Studies. They've got great space there. They've got this common room called Town Hall. The people, you walk right into the building, and we'll move into some smaller spaces for some smaller group discussions. So I know in a lot of our previous discussions, when you often will ask the question of like, all right, what does this actually look like when you try to do it in person? That will be the event. So 6 o'clock, it's open, you know, primarily targeted towards campus community, but, you know, as you know, Manhattan and K-State are so intertwined that the conversation about what does it mean to be family, right? So we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and now we're, you know, in full swing with the holiday season. And so for our institution, that we always talk about the family, right, athletics and beyond, trying to figure out what that means in the context of some of the things that have been happening for really the last year or so that have been really impactful for some folks and for all of us, truly. So this Wednesday, 6 to 8, you know, a couple hours, students are going to be facilitating small groups, and we're going to use a particular process that's kind of interesting, getting people moving around. So it's not just going to be a lecture. Nobody's going to be talking at anybody. It's going to be really a space for people to communicate with one another.
And I've heard a lot of people comment, and obviously the one having to do with the graffiti in the vehicle, I don't think you've been in since then.
I don't think so.
A little bit of a turn no one expected, obviously. But I think people are still feeling the need to talk about some of these things and get more things out in the open.
Yeah, right. And I think, you know, that incident, as well as there was another one on campus that was originally seen as a noose and turned out presumably not to be, and all evidence seems to point to that not being that case. But you know, those, the fact that people also responded to those incidents and saw them as these kind of concerning events, like, that speaks to something, the fact that people are reacting in the ways that they have been. And we have to attend to the range of experiences that people have, and especially in the larger kind of political social climate we have, figuring out how do we as a community here respond to these types of things. And sometimes they turn out to be either hoaxes or something else, but you know, underneath the reaction is very real for a lot of people, so we have to talk about it.
And I think too, and it's interesting, we had Director Bradley Schoen on this last week for the Riley County Police Department, and we also got into the social media aspect again and how everything is just so immediate anymore. We just need to kind of stop and take a breath now and again.
Yeah, there is. I mean, this is one of the age that we live in, right? The immediate access of technology and reach and all these things, and then the reality of something that instantaneously can be put out there. And whether it's good or bad, I had family in just visiting, and was hearing a story of an incident of, you know, somebody was at a hospital, and they thought they overheard the nurse say something. My mom is a nurse, and she over, you know, a patient thought they overheard something being said, and then all of a sudden it turns into this huge social media thing that there's somebody in the hospital with a gun and all these other scenarios, and none of that was ever said, right? But it got kind of put out there and pushed and all these things. And so in these kinds of incidences, we, you know, we need to take a little bit of time. One of my favorite writers of the 20th century, Thomas Merton, he has this kind of phrase that he was a monk. So he's the extreme of taking it slow, right, and not staying with the times. But he has this comment. He says, you know, I keep up with my news, but I eat it like kind of dry crusts. You know, you don't eat it immediately. You don't, you know, when it's really kind of really rich. But how do you step back a little bit and let it sit and then figure out what's going on? But it's really hard to do that when we have, you know, instantaneous access to everything.
Back to the conversation on Wednesday. Who all would you encourage to attend? I mean, is it one of these things that's mostly for campus?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's primarily framed that way. But, you know, as I said, Manhattan is so intertwined with K-State and everybody in this town. You know, I mean, everybody wears purple, and mm-hmm. it's that kind of place. And so there's a strong sense of identity here. So anybody is welcome to come. It is framed around the conversation. What does it mean to be the K-State family? But, you know, a lot of people who are here are either alums or just feel so deeply connected to that institution that it would be very appropriate for them to participate. So anybody really is welcome. But, you know, we're really targeting, you know, students and faculty and staff, those who are most immediately kind of situated there.
And I appreciate you mentioning the family aspect, too, because I did hear that a lot during the KSU night, the speeches that were given. And, of course, just with Rob and Cole, we were just talking about the importance of family in a little bit different context.
Well, you're right. But it's I mean, and it is something that gets used a lot at K-State. And as I've been working with students developing conversation questions and things, you know, we are teasing that out of like, well, you know, we often think of family as being a really positive thing, but what if you've got a fractured family or if you've got this kind of bad experience? And we started laying out a lot of different scenarios. So I think there's something to be teased out there. And that's part of how it's being expressed by some students right now, that, you know, they're part of the K-State family, but they're not feeling included. They're feeling a little bit on the margins. And I think that's something we need to kind of tease out a little bit.
Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? It is now 9:48. And again, we have with us from Kansas State University, Dr. Tim Schaefer, Assistant Professor of Communication Studies, and of course also with the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. We'll come back and talk a bit about reviving civility. I know that's another topic that something you're very involved with and connected locally. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office